Then let's go.
This is CKUW 95.9 FM, streaming at ckuw.ca. We hope you've enjoyed listening to us, and stay tuned. CKUW is managed by the Winnipeg Campus Community Radio Society in accordance with CRTC and Industry Canada rules and regulations. As a not-for-profit radio station, CKUW is a member of the National Campus Community Radio Association and adheres to their statement of principles to provide an alternative voice. CKUW operates on a frequency of 95.9 MHz on the FM band with 450 watts effective radiated power, or ERP. Our transmitter is located at 7 Evergreen Place in Osborne Village. Programming originates from our downtown studios at the University of Winnipeg in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. We would like to hear from you and welcome your ideas to improve listening, which will be heard on CKUW in years to come. Address your comments and suggestions to CKUW 95.9 FM, Room 4CM 11, 515 Portage Avenue, Winnipeg, Manitoba, R3B 2E9. You can call 204-786-9782 or email us at ckuw@uwinnipeg.ca. This is Victoria King speaking for the Board of Directors, staff, and volunteers of CKUW 95.9 FM. Thank you for listening and stay tuned for more great community radio.
20-year-old Pat's Justice.
They say the 60s was crazy, but the 80s was worse. Crack fucked blacks and gave birth to a curse. The moon's bright, the sky's misty. Know my future cause I know my history. My life predicted by a gypsy. Murder she wrote at the end of the story, the streets get me. That's why I live quickly and always keep a pistol with me. Ghetto prisoner, won't stop fighting until I'm free. Raising a city of fallen angels where niggas ain't scared to bleed. If money's the root of all evil, then greed's the seed. This ain't living, we taking cause ain't nobody giving. America's a rich man's vision, but a poor man's prison. So don't expect these politicians to give us a pot to piss in. Preaching man, stop preaching, cause niggas ain't finna listen. Folks done lost hope and stop trying. Life's a bitch from the start, that's why you come out your mama crying. The world's dying, and the people have gone mad. I take a shit on the White House and wipe my ass with the flag. When will the evil end? Too many browns and blacks in the system, victims of legal sin. In court praying for mercy when condemned by evil men. Ain't no love in the heart of the city. If it's a God, where is he? My homie's dying over hundreds and fifties. I sit back, sip yak, and analyze the situation. Ain't a person alive today knowing the monster we facing. It crucified Jesus Christ, so Marcus Garvey for right. Shot Malcolm X in the chest, gave Nelson Mandela life. Pac died at 25, Biggie died a year younger. All my life been broke, I'm motivated by my hunger. Told my mama bury me with a 357, just in case God tripping, I don't get into heaven. If he send me to hell, you know well, cause I just did 19 years in the ghetto as a black male. And it can't get much harder than that. Had a lot of pain in my heart, that's why I started to rap. See, the mother brothers will make you dance, but justice will make you think. You saving up for a Bentley, I'm saving up for a tank. That's just the mindset of a soldier. Shit is crazy, huh? This is what I see. We are no longer slaves, but we sure ain't free. So until I ain't gotta kill and steal from my own folks, tattooed across my soul all these words I just spoke. Who the fuck y'all gonna call when I break all the laws on behalf of every innocent criminal?
Give it up for Pat's Justice, y'all. That was nice. It's really...
He's a star walker, don't drink no wine. Hey, 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 hey. Won't he's a star walker. Don't drink no wine.
And I pray for a day like today, bright and shining. So glory, everyone with a flag and a smile on their face. Lordy daddy, of every creed and race, Lord. Phenomenal, lovely atmosphere. If the Lord is our shepherd, who shall be here? Yeah, the party start.
Yes, the party start on, yes. CKUW 95.9 FM on your dial in Winnipeg, 515 Portage Avenue on the 4.5 floor, Centennial Manitoba Hall. Come on over, you'll meet Ras Rico, you'll meet Prince Ugona, you might meet Princess Chimsulam, Queen Victoria, Dr. T, and John, who's here but never here. Sometimes here is Princess Rachel. But you will meet definitely Princess Catherine. Look out, look out. We on the air, we be in fear, but we have no fear.
We are blessed by the best, I suggest. We thank the Father in heaven for every soccer that was written to inform, educate, entertain, and feel culturally. We preach and we teach, oh, like the sunrise. Please open your eyes. Yet I know.
Manuela, and you're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, and the radio show name is called Fantastic Friday. Please come and join us every single Friday morning from 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. every Friday morning.
High in Selkirk.
My name is Mia Palmer. I'm also a student at ESJH.
I want to start off by saying that we acknowledge that we are gathered here today on Treaty 1 territory, the traditional lands of the Anishinaabe, Cree, Oji-Cree, Dakota, and Dene peoples, and on the homeland of the Red River Métis.
We're grateful to learn, grow, and come together as a school community on this land, and we're honored for the first peoples who have cared for it since immemorial.
So let's get started.
So I know there's some students here from other schools. Let's do a quick check-in.
If you hear your school's name called, I want you to make some noise.
Is there anyone here from Robert Smith?
Oh, yeah! Woo.
What about a Cole Bonaventure?
Yeah! Woo.
What about E. Cole Selkirk Junior High?
Yeah!
Anybody from Centennial?
Is anyone here from Mapleton? Okay, that's nice.
To all the students, teachers, and staff here today, I would like to say Happy Free Transit for Youth Day!
Here to tell you more about it, I'd like to introduce the Premier of Manitoba, the Honorable Wob Kinew.
Yeah. Good job, guys.
All right.
Yeah, that was amazing.
Thank you. Good job.
Hey, good morning to all the students who are here today. Let's make some noise. It's a beautiful day. So today we're here to announce that we're making transit free for you right across Manitoba, and we're taking the first step right here in Selkirk. So Selkirk is taking the first step by doing a summer pilot to make transit free for youth 11 to 16. And we're going to work with them over the next few months to make sure that when you come back to school in the fall, no one under 18 has to pay for transit at all. So that means more freedom, more independence, but it's also better for the environment. And we hope that this is going to make good habits as you grow up and make your lives here in Manitoba.
Hey everyone, I'm Jess Turner. Make sure you listen to Fantastic Fridays on CKUW 95.9 FM every Friday morning, 6 a.m. till 8 a.m. That's way too early for me. Okay, thanks. Bye.
I have written a poem for a woman who rides a bus in New York City. She's a maid. She has two shopping bags. When the bus stops abruptly, she laughs. If the bus stops slowly, she laughs. If the bus picks up someone, she laughs. If the bus misses someone, she laughs.
Listening.
So I watched her for about 9 months. I thought, Now, if you don't know black features, you may think she's laughing. But she wasn't laughing. She was simply extending her lips and making a sound. I said, oh, I see. That's that survival apparatus. Now, let me write about that to honor this woman who helps us to survive. By her very survival, Miss Rosie, through your destruction, I stand up. So I use the poem with Mr. Paul Lawrence Dunbar's poem, Masks, and my own poem for old black men. Mr. Dunbar wrote Masks in 1892. We wear the mask that grins and lies. It shades our cheeks and hides our eyes. This debt we pay to human guile. With torn and bleeding hearts, we smile and mouth with myriad subtleties. Why should the world be overwise in counting all our tears and sighs? Nay, let them only see us while we wear the mask. We smile, but oh my God, our tears to thee from tortured souls arise. And we sing, hey, baby, baby, we sing, hey, but oh, the clay is vile beneath our feet and long the mire. But let the world think otherwise. We wear the mask. When I think about myself, I almost laugh myself to death. My life has been one great big joke, a dance that's walked, a song was spoke. I laugh so hard, I almost choke
Mom,
when I think
you
about
what happened
myself.
To me in the good old days. You couldn't do nothing you wanted to do. And you better not open your mouth. If you did, they'd knock your brains out. They hit my brother in his mouth so much with a backhanded lick until his lips is way down here. Look like he got on a turtleneck sweater. Your parents picked for you to do. Who do you to love? Who you to go out with? Who you even to marry? Think of somebody picking somebody for you got to spend the rest of your days with. Make no difference what condition it was in. If daddy said so, that was it. And I wasn't nothing but a child. Nothing but a child, 14 going on 15 years old. And just as cute as I want to be. Hair hanging down my back. See, I'm half Indian. And the other half, the beauty parlor takes care of that. And this old, dead, puny, moldy man. I mean an old man. Santa Claus looked like his son. He was older than his mother. He was older than his sister died and he went to the funeral. After the funeral, the minister walked over, tapped him on the back. Said, how old are you, pops? He said, 91. He said, ain't no need you going home.
Would you dedicate your life to improving the lives of others? That's what Sojourner Truth did. This is the story of a civil rights pioneer who fought for a better America. Born into slavery in 1797, Isabella, as she was originally known, was separated from her family, beaten and sexually exploited by her enslaver, John Dumont. But in 1826, she managed to escape and found refuge with a family of abolitionists who helped buy her freedom. Isabella then learned that Dumont had illegally sold her son, Peter, to enslavers in Alabama. So she took Dumont to court and won back custody of her child. Around the same time, she experienced a spiritual awakening, claiming that God had scolded her for not living a better life. So Isabella began to champion all types of causes, including women's rights and the abolition of slavery. To mark this new chapter in her life, she changed her name to Sojourner Truth. Despite being illiterate, Sojourner delivered her famous Ain't I a Woman speech at the 1851 Ohio Women's Rights Convention. And during the Civil War, recruited thousands of soldiers to the Union Army. President Lincoln was so impressed
he invited her to meet him. Following the war, Sojourner lobbied the U.S. government to grant land to newly freed black men and women. She died in 1883, having devoted her life to campaigning for a better America. How are people continuing Sojourner Truth's battle for equality today?
Hi, I'm Julian Cooper. You're listening to Fantastic Friday on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. This is my favorite morning wake-up show.
This is for my city dwellers, my storytellers, my soundscapers, music makers, and my dreamers of dreams. This is for the beat layers, the street sayers, the graph writers, and the painters. This is for the crate keepers, the image freezers, the lens seekers, and the photogs. This is for the spinners, the rewinders, drop the needle, pull it back, and this is for the movers, the body users.
Well, I'm up on the bad girl thing, them ones in thing.
Oh,
baby, I told you you'd to stay. I gave you my heart, take away. Now you want to pull a fast one on me. I cannot think about how I gave you my love. And you told me I was the one. It's hard to not feel like you're far away.
On the radio, no time for what's up or better. Oh. I know the feeling is mutual. Yeah, yeah. So come with your mama. Oh. I know the for baby later. Oh. We about to make it forever. Oh. The way that I feel is forever. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, baby, I told you to stay. I gave you my heart, take away. Now you want to pull it fast on me. I cannot think about the
I'ma give you all I got.
Like a motherfucker, I do not like it when you call me. Playing be the flex, with them girls up, is you the flex?
you can't dey vex. On top saying no one stress, yeah. So why you gonna understand? You can never be the man I stand. You can never be the one for me. Take away your trouble and leave me be. Away, 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 take all your trouble. Away, 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 take it, take it, take it. Away, 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 away. Understand, understand I won't. Understand I won't be the girl that used to cry. About a man that never came through. He did lie all the time. Let's talk about a fool, yeah, yeah. Yeah, you're talking while you're dripping, yeah, yeah. You keep talking, so why you gonna understand? You can never be the man I stand. You can never be the one for me. Take away your trouble and leave me be.
Away, 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 away.
Oh, this is Mumu from CKUW. Fantastic Friday. I wish you to tune in every Friday to wish yourself a fantastic Friday, because it's an awesome day and you should love yourself.
This is for my city dwellers, my storytellers, my soundscapers, music makers, and my dreamers of dreams. This is for the beat layers, the street sayers, the graph writers, and the painters. This is for the crate keepers, the image freezers, the lens seekers, and the photogs. This is for the spinners, the rewinders, drop the needle, pull it back, and come againers. This is for the movers, the body users, the kinetic acrobatic defying gravity provers. This is for the filmmakers, the actors, the activators, my sculptors, and my cans. Sprayers. This is for the dubbers, the dancers, the scribers, the scholars. This is for the freestylers, my improvisers, my poetical, lyrical, spiritual vocalizers. This is for my speechifiers, for the visionaries, for the bridge builders, the chain breakers, the power takers. This is for the door crashers, my drum beaters, the call to action taker to the streeters. For my behind the sceners, my planners, my finders, our on task and right on timers. For our organizers, our survivors, our motivators, and our strivers. This is for the uplifters and uprisers. This is for you, our ancestors. This is for you, our people blessers, our children, for our vision, for our villages, our hoods, our nations, our truths. This is for our culture, for our generation. This is for our creator and our creation. This is for our inner being and our outer, for our say it louder, big and prouder. This is for the art, for the word. This is for the sound. This is for the power.
I gotta get it off my chest. Hands down, we the best. I'm a Christian, that's a bitch. Unashamed, I never be. When they come against me, it's all or nothing. Push my buttons, hallelujah. I ain't bluffing. Got my Bible like a pistol, locked and loaded. Where these pistols walk with faith, not with fear. Say I'm brave, my help is here. All around me, entourage, bro. We deeper than the mob. On 100 for the gospel. All your weapons, they won't prosper. That's a promise, cause we broke. And I put that on my soul. We don't fool, we don't shrink. It's Pete and Paul when we leave. Under pressure, keep it calm. That's the peace before the storm. Turn my cheek, let them see. That's the other side of me. Yeah, cause I'm really unashamed, though. And I'm really unafraid. Let's go, let's go. Cause I'm really unashamed, though. And I'm really unafraid. Let's go, let's go. Cause I'm really unashamed, though. And I'm really unafraid. Let's go, let's go. Cause I'm really unashamed, though. And I'm really unafraid. Let's go. I'm gonna worship, I'm gonna praise. I'm gonna show up unafraid. I'm unbothered, confident.
Make it in this world, like, no matter how genuine you are, though, to say your shit is, the fake motherfuckers always seem to get ahead with that.
Niggas quick to rob and niggas claim you on real shit. Dick riding, posing niggas who ain't about shit. Jury credibility taking major hits. All the acting, no facts, you never see the back of shit. Nigga on a slippery road, y'all got no traction, kid. Real niggas on trying to silence acting with the sense. All that fake to you, Mickey, y'all can keep that shit. We believe in transparency, I don't deceitful shit. I've never struggled, my nigga, it is what it is. I was showing integrity, honesty as a kid. I'm a grown man now, and that's how I live. Got no time on my line to dress and play pretend. Niggas sell up on souls for that membership. Fake stats go to blast, keep them coming in. I've ever lose in this shit, just the only way to win. Fuck the love of the money, I'll be bummy then. Oh, a 9 to 5 or 8 to 12, no calling in. Smoking mirrors, my nigga, that's how they draw you in. Life changing, restraining, with strokes of a pen. Say believe in God, but no hope in him. No real support for niggas, the music be genuine. Buyers, niggas, skin to left to let the real ones in. If they know, deep in their heart, it ain't no controlling them. Mind shattering words from the souls of them. All the lists I create, I keep posting them. Top 5 dead or alive, I'm getting close to them.
Words are sharp like a surgeon's blade. Cutting through the lines, I'm on the
good morning, Winnipeg. You're listening to my favorite radio show, Fantastic Fridays. Every Friday, 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. on CKUW 95.9 FM.
Death the only guarantee, can't be afraid to die. Those wings are there for a reason, must be I'm made to fly. They say that trials build courage, well just how brave am I? Whatever comes my way, my only choice is staying. And a wealthy from a dream has a really good buzz to it. They told me if you chase it, you basically was stupid. I can't shake this taste for the stage cause I love music. Plus I want a girl look like Jennifer Love Hewitt. But really the love the reason I do it. I navigate my dreams like all of them was lucid. Living so unhappy, can't tell me you ain't losing. Can't restrict my movements, I do what they ain't doing. Chasing goals before I know I grind a day away. I feel like I'm losing time, I can't sleep at night. People stagnant and they drain me, so I stay away. When they ask me where I've gone, I've just been living life. Live by my mental mori, implement carpe diem. Keep what's meaningful intimate, only energy infinite. Every pathway is intricate, it's that way for a reason. Only time will make sense of it. But until then, death the only guarantee, can't be afraid to die. Those wings are there for a reason, must be I'm made to fly. They say that trials build courage, well just how brave am I? Whatever comes my way, my only choice is staying. When I'm alone in my room, sometimes I stare at the wall. When destiny gives a ring, will I be there for the call? The things they taught me in school didn't prepare me at all. No way you take to the air if you too scared of the fall. Listen, I've been dealing with demons, but I'm who conjured this. I've been my biggest obstacle, that much is obvious.
And the king now shock out, get wash out. Watch out the king, the boat and the queen I come out, patch out, they are spread red carpet. One thing be have to tell on us, watch ya. Adam Mercy, Adam Mercy. Watch me now, it name murder me wrote and me no take back me chat. Shuffle the date me and the queen in a the park. Look how me cute and sexy like that. And me plant the con, so no better watch that. Show me step
up in a life of my name is Jillian Austin. I'm a student here at the UW. My students actually call me Madame Oz. Just letting you know, CKUW has an awesome show called Fantastic Friday, and you guys should listen to it. Stay tuned.
A black woman or a black child.
No mind your nationality. You have got the identity.
And perspicacity.
Because if you come from Clarendon,
it don't matter.
And if you come from Portland,
it don't matter.
And if you come from Westmoreland, you're
it really don't matter. Because coming to you all the way from West Africa in the country called Nigeria, so your brother called Prince Obona to give you news and views about from, man, by, about Africans and other suffering people in the world. No, Prince Obona?
Yes, Rasuke, good morning. Unike, duke, kwan, and greetings from Africa.
KwaZulu. Our first piece is from the question. Now we speak with Irish filmmaker Sean Murray, who investigates Israel's killings of journalists in his new feature documentary, Genocide: The War on Truth. He says the term genocide applies to Israel's military actions because of the explicit nature of the targeting and killing of journalists as a way to silence the truth. Stay tuned.
Well, first of all, Amal was a much-beloved journalist in South Lebanon. She, in many ways, on the 20th of November, when Ali Shwab was killed with Fatima Mohammed, she had picked up the mantle of Ali in the sense that she was the go-to journalist for other international journalists and those in South Lebanon to contact regarding information they needed in the South. She, like Ali, knew every blade of grass in the South, but also she was so well received with many organisations, as I said, much beloved. What had happened to Amal that day was that she was travelling to a village in South Lebanon.
Can I ask, had she already been warned by the IDF getting calls?
Oh, yes, yes. So beforehand, maybe a number of weeks beforehand, she was told, and I quote the IDF themselves, that her head would be removed from her shoulders if she continued to, document what was happening in the South. So that's exactly what Amal was doing that day. She was documenting the war crimes in the South, the destruction of villages. She was in a convoy of two cars. The car in front was hit with a drone. A number of journalists were killed there, who Amal knew. Amal and her friend got out of the car, Zainab Faraj, got out of the car. They hid under a tree and phoned family members and colleagues. They then moved very quickly to a house across the road. By this stage, the president of Lebanon had been contacted by her colleagues.
President Aoun.
President Aoun. He effectively made calls to the mechanism, which is a committee that's set up between the Lebanese army, the Israeli army, and an American mediator. And that committee was set up to effectively deal with issues around peace between Lebanon and Israel. So pretty early on, and I mean in the first 10 minutes, everyone was aware that Amal Killeen, Amal and Zainab were in that house. Attempts were made to rescue both of them, but the Israeli army then bombed the road as the Lebanese army were approaching. The fire did not stop. And the car that Amal was in was then droned after all this. So not very long later, the Red Cross, along with the Lebanese army, were then gained access to the house after the house had been hit. So eventually the house was hit, and there was no more contact from Amal. Zainab was rescued. Then the Israeli fire started again, so they had to stop the search of Amal. And it wasn't until a number of hours later, maybe 11 o'clock, after this original incident began at about 20 past 2 in the afternoon, that they found Amal's lifeless body on the basement of the house.
Next, we go to Sinead Mamman, an immigration lawyer, and Patrick Corrigan, the Northern Ireland Director of Amnesty International UK. Both were among the protesters who attended a recent rally in Belfast condemning racism and standing in solidarity with immigrants. Stay tuned.
To send a message to those racist thugs that they do not represent the true spirit of Belfast, and the vast majority of people in Belfast, as across Northern Ireland, are anti-racist and very welcoming to the people who've come here to make their lives from around the world, who work in our health and care sectors and many other walks of life. And we wanted to send, most importantly, I think, a message to them to say, you are welcome. This is your city. This is your home just as much as it is ours. But also to call out the politicians and the state authorities who had left people vulnerable and under attack during the days before.
Talk about who were the people, masked young men particularly, who were burning houses and cars. Talk about how this started.
You know, this is the third consecutive summer of racist organized mob violence we have seen in Belfast and beyond in Northern Ireland. So it didn't happen in a vacuum, and increasingly it is coordinated both online and offline. There is an overlap within loyalist paramilitary circles. A lot of the violence happened in areas of, in Belfast that they effectively control, and that nobody would be able to take over the streets and commit that sort of level of violence without their say. So some of the people who were out on the streets masked and mobbed up were teenagers, and I think they've been exploited, manipulated. Others were grown men, some of whom have a long history of violence in this city. And I think on top of that, then we have a wider ecosystem of online anti-immigration and pro-racism being promoted and being used, those online spaces being used to organise people as well as actively promote misinformation. And I think that terrible incident that happened at the start of the week was immediately seized on and exploited by people in order to engender hate and ultimately to result in violence, which we had sadly been predicting was coming. We had been warning the authorities, and sadly when it happened, they were found wanting, and too often it was left to community activists, many of whom I was speaking to on Saturday at the anti-racism rally, who had gone in to people's homes who were under attack, people's homes who were being firebombed, and rescuing them out the back door, putting them into their own cars, bringing them to emergency accommodation, which had been organised on positive community WhatsApp groups overnight. And it's those people who think are the real heroes of the moment, of these last few days, as well as the tens of thousands who took to the streets of Belfast to say, this is the real Belfast.
Next, we speak with Palestinian activist Anguin Katholder Mohsen Mawadi, who was targeted by the Trump administration last year as part of a crackdown on pro-Palestinian campus activism. He faces a new deportation threat.
I want to talk about this case and what this case is really about. This is not just my case, but it is a driving to a deep question about the heart of this country that is related to the Constitution. And the question that is at stake, do we believe in the rule of law according to the Constitution, or do we believe in the rule of whoever is in power? And what the Trump administration has done with me and with other students, the crackdown on universities and weaponizing immigration laws, is unconstitutional. And my strategy now, after they fired the immigration judge who terminated my case and remanded the case, reactivated it, reinstated the deportation, and they deemed that I am deportable, and they gave it to another judge, I decided to not apply for a relief, because I'm going to cut to the core of this issue, which is an issue that is related to the First Amendment. Do I have, as a green card holder, as a lawful permanent resident for 12 years, never committed a crime, do I have the rights that actually the citizenship questionnaire that I get tested on states that I do, which is, do I have the right to free speech, freedom of assembly, and freedom of expression? And now the decision that I decided to do and to take, a difficult decision, because I am going full scale technically without a backup plan, going directly to the First Circuit, because I believe that what the Trump's administration has done is unconstitutional.
Next, we'll go to Black Agenda Radio. I will speak with Austin Cole, who is one of three co-coordinators of the Black Alliance for Peace. He explains why a boycott of the World Cup and the U.S. are necessary. Stay tuned.
The last couple of days, specifically with regard to FIFA and the World Cup and the tournament, I mean, we've seen the U.S. deny entry to a referee from the African continent who would have been the first Somali referee to ever, you know, referee a game in the World Cup, and was also the AFCON, the federation that governs football on the African continent, was their referee of the year right? They interrogated him for 7 hours and then sent him back, right? Refusing to allow him entry. They've searched down teams from Uzbekistan to Senegal. They've held, you know, an Iraqi player for over 7 hours in interrogation. They've denied members of the Iranian delegation and some other delegations entrance into the country. When it comes to Iran, the U.S. has denied the delegation. They're denied the whole team, right, and the delegation, the ability to reside in the U.S. during the tournament, even though all of their games are in the U.S. So they are actually going to have to commute every day that they have a game. They're going to have to get on a plane from Mexico and fly to the U.S. Ostensibly for those games, which obviously, you know, folks understand is going to be a huge disadvantage from a sports standpoint and is just a denial of their human dignity as well. And so all of these pieces that we've seen, all of these things are, you know, when it comes down to it, are smaller than the original, you know, calls that were made to stop the U.S. from hosting, for reasons being their support of and complicity in genocide, right? The wars abroad that the U.S. is executing, as well as the treatment of, you know, both immigrants and citizens here within the U.S., you know, documented or otherwise. And so all of the things that we're seeing recently are just sort of the, you know, some of the small culminations that are related directly to the tournament on top of the broader context, geopolitical and human context of the U.S.'s terrible treatment of people all throughout the globe.
Our last piece also from Black Journal Radio, we spoke with Claude Brian Masoko, a Black Agenda Report contributor, member of Black Alliance for Peace, and a community organizer. She comes to discuss the actions at the Lenny Hall, mass deportation abuse, and connections with the call to the boycott the World Cup. Stay tuned.
Yeah, well, several things. Right now, there is a almost 2 week hunger and labor strike with the participation of all detainees inside, an estimated 300. Now, some have, while they all started on a hunger strike, some have gone to just a labor strike. Regardless, it is still a 100% participation on the part of the detainees inside, with support and coordination from the families on the outside and some of the community organizations that have come out in the past 2 weeks and really have been out since the reopening of Delaney last year and even before that, right? So that is what's happening. This is also coming in a backdrop of the death of Jean Wilson Brutus, a Haitian migrant back in December of last year, who was taken to University Hospital and pronounced dead there. But, you know, we see this obviously as a very blatant murder on the part of not just ICE and not just the state of New Jersey, but GEO Group as well, right? This is a privately owned and run detention center in Newark, New Jersey. You know, we're like less than a month, the final, or maybe a little bit over a month now, the final of the World Cup is going to take place 15 minutes away from Delaney Hall, where, you know, a literal concentration camp where torture is happening, right? These so the strikers are, the detainees that are striking are striking over the horrendous conditions there, right? They get spoiled and rotten food with maggots in them. As a retaliation of this strike, they've now been suspended all visitation rights. Some of the strike leaders have been transferred to other detention centers nearby, one of them being the Elizabeth Detention Center. And so, you know, in the backdrop of all of this, this especially the final of the World Cup, which is set to make billions of dollars, right, is happening, right, not unlike October 7th and that, you know, that rave that happened next to a literal concentration camp. So I think, you know, we can see some of the connections, not just with Palestine, right, but with so many other things that are happening, for example, IT. I mean, just thinking about John Wilson Brutus, right? Like the conditions that he felt he had to escape Haiti from to come to the U.S., right? The very same country that is keeping Haiti and has kept Haiti, you know, under the imperial boot with armed paramilitary groups that have rendered a lot of parts of Port-au-Prince, you know, really unlivable. And, you know, obviously readers and viewers can sort of check out Black Agenda Report on Jemima Pierre's work on Haiti. But for so many reasons, right, this World Cup needs to be boycotted, and one of them being this Delaney Hall.
Morning, man.
Hey, how's it going there?
Not bad at all. What about the eye?
Yeah, good, good.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That was a wonderful thing last Friday, man. Saturday, sorry.
Oh, yeah, and thank you for everyone who came out there to check out that. He's talking about at the WEC, the album release with the High Road. Yeah, it seemed to have a nice turnout. And, yeah, thank you for the people. Thank you, WEC itself, and those who supported the coming out. I know the Fantastic Fridayers were out there, the hosts of the show. They were out, so yeah, which is yourselves, and yes, thank you for that. Yeah,
hey, just to pat you back a little bit unnecessarily, we brought out that whole crowd there. That's a joke. It's a good thing that people responded to the different forms of advertisement that they got and that they came to hear what it was about. And I think most people were very pleased because very early they responded very well. I like that. I look forward when you guys doing a little more to hear about it again and look at it and review it and, you know. Tell the lead singer she was very well received. People thought that she was a superstar.
Okay. Yeah. She must have been hearing it somewhat there on the mic. Yeah. If people clap and respond, and it didn't feel like it was pretend. So yeah, that's nice. People are getting thing from it still. That's good. We have yet to still find what's the next one. I haven't heard what's the next gig yet, but it's very possible that we will be on Corridon at some point. We'll just have to see. We did do a few at the Bar Italia out there. For people are wondering, and saw there was ones coming up and down the street and saw us different times there. We haven't booked our next show just as of yet, but there's a possibility at some point that, again, throughout the summer, we might be at that Bar I and things like that. But we'll let you know when that will take place. So nothing honed down just as of yet after that big show there. We'll let you know when there's more.
The additions to a band make it sound very full. That was nice too, because I think everybody came. They didn't just come to hear a quartet; they come to hear a full band, and the addition of the backup singers and the ukulele and things like that has been super.
Yes, thank you for that. Yeah, thank you for all those players. I know that a lot of those were. I know Keith, the guitar player, that
and the marimba and the bongo.
That was Poe. Yeah, Poe. Poe had a lot of percussion that he was playing on there to kind of full up the sound. And yeah, Keith, his sisters, that was the guitar man. His sisters came down, and from one of the who you call the crash test dummy guitarist. He was there playing as well. Yeah, so.
Yeah, I remember he did a nice little stint there, just keeping things going.
Yeah, that was a very nice turnout. And thank everyone once again who all did turn out and was supportive to it. Thank you for everyone. Yeah. Yeah, we'll see when is the next one to come up yet. It might be shortly, but we haven't. I haven't heard the word yet that something is booked for sure yet. So, yeah.
Yeah, man, it was a positive event, you know, getting to like be around people, getting to move around and dance. You know, I like the way the band, you know, really took control and guided the audience. You know, it was a good time.
Thank you, man. Yeah, still working on it still, right? I hear still the little things, but yeah, getting tighter. It comes and goes, eh? That's people's and their touch and their, you know, so that night went pretty tight and things like that, but that's bands, eh? Sometimes it depends how everybody's feeling emotionally and emotional and what feelings ones are having day to day. So if somebody's tired, or you might not be playing as sharp as you was on another time. So yeah. So hopefully each show that we play, that ones will get some good vibe from it. But again, people, sometimes it does waver, eh? Mm-hmm. It shouldn't waver, but it does still waver from time to time. But that's all right. We're working on it still.
Mm-hmm.
We're not the perfection of AI out there, everyone, eh?
Well, although I do have faith in some things,
yeah.
I know it will. One of the things with music is that the more you play, the more you improve.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
that
mm-hmm.
is part of what.
But we're still trying to have that human touch so that we're not so.
We're being more careful to not play no AI
mm-hmm.
because one of the co-hosts here pointed out we had some AI and it really wasn't good.
Yeah.
It might fit into the music, but in terms of humanity, it don't fit very well.
Yeah. That's true. On the earlier track, The Children of Babylon, you're playing the pan on it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Double mm-hmm. second.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good one. It was a good one.
Yeah. I supposed to be an expert, so.
That's Gaia Rhythm Drummer, that one, the item.
Yeah, Gaia Rhythm Drummer.
That was Rico earlier on with Gaia. It's to the beginnings of the show, eh? The children.
No, Babylon, beware.
Yeah, that
album.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good album. Yeah.
And we ain't afraid of no one. We somewhat initiate and spread rebel music in Canada. So we're not afraid of anyone to talk the truth and talk it up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good track.
Because one of the main track is what we need in life is love.
Mm-hmm.
So we ain't talking no violence. We talking love and mm-hmm. peace and.
Yeah, good drumming there, because I know you played that other. There was a different track that somebody just played. Yeah, that's mm-hmm. a good one, too. Mm-hmm. But yeah, good ones. Good sound.
Pass on to the band that we enjoyed every member that played, and every member contributed beautifully to what ended up there mm-hmm. on Saturday night.
I shall pass it on. If they're not listening in this morning, I shall pass it on. And all listeners and... That again, I know even Brother Steve, different ones I saw down there. Good to see you, Steve.
Mm-hmm.
And all different ones that does listen to the show. I once mm-hmm. again, thank you for ones who turned out, all friends and mm-hmm. newcomers that I have not known yet,
mm-hmm.
but who came to peek at it. Thank you for coming out. And we'll try to have more on the radio where we will be playing next. We'll let you know as we come to know.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
So forward and Payaka.
All right. One love each and everyone. Fantastic Friday.
All right, in the forwards. Love and kindness.
Hello, Rico. What's this program all about? Come on, play some music.
Jimmy Cliff asking all of us to join together in one life, one love, one unity. Let's get together. This is what it's all about this morning.